We continue to go through our bracket as we have just put up the voting. If you'd like to put in your vote for either the Dukes of Hazzard or the A-Team, you can do it at Sarah Spain on Twitter. It will be up for one day. You get one day to decide which of those two legends is going to take the victory. And we wanted to offer up a Shooter Jennings, maybe Waylon Jennings' son, to defend the Dukes of Hazzard and the greatness of that song. But we were denied, and so therefore, we will not have two differing, warring opinions. We will just let our buddy, friend of the show, Mike Post, put in all the advertisements that he wants for his song, the A-Team theme. Mike, thanks for joining us again.
Hi, Sarah. Hi, Jordan. How are you guys doing?
Good,
we are
Mike.
Doing well, all things considered, and we are always happy to talk to you. This man is the king of the TV theme song, Law & Order, A-Team, NYPD Blue, Rockford Files, L.A. Law, Magnum P.I., Hill Street Blues. I could go on and on. Multiple Grammys, Emmys, a composer unmatched in the TV theme song world, and that's why it's so fitting that his composition is up for the title of the greatest of all time. Let's talk about the A-Team song. We've talked about a number of the songs you've written, and I don't know if we really got the backstory on what they brought to you and what they told you about this story when you were figuring out how it would sound.
Sure. Yeah, it's a pretty good story. My friend Steve Cannell, may he rest in peace, came to myself and my late partner Pete Carpenter, may he rest in peace. They're probably up there laughing their ass off about this, by the way. And so Cannell came to us and he said, "Hey, I've got this idea for." He said, "I'm basically going to do the Dirty Dozen," which was an old movie, a war movie with Lee Marvin. And he said, "But I'm going to do it, you know, guys from Vietnam, and I'm going to do it kind of funny, and it's going to be crazy as hell, and it's going to be half a cartoon, actually." And I said, "Okay, well, Jesus, I don't know what to do, and I don't know what to do." He said, "Well, could you do something military?" And I said, "Military? Yeah, okay, yeah, sure, trumpets and a big horn section, and you know, blah 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 blah." And I said, "But Vietnam, you know, it's sort of, shouldn't it have a middle section that's kind of like, you know, Hendrix or Cream or something?" And he went, "Yeah." And he said, "I love songs in my life." And I went, "Okay, I know how to play that, you know." So that's sort of the middle section of the thing. And that's the way it went. You know, to be honest with you, when I found out today that it was that we were in the finals, you know, for the A team up against the Dukes of Hazzard, I thought, well, I better tell these guys. I actually produced an album with a friend of mine named Herb Peterson on one of the stars of the Dukes of Hazzard, Tom
wow.
Wopat. Tom Wopat. So, you know what? I can't lose. Whatever one wins, I'll be very, very happy. And
wow.
You know, flattered to be in the conversation, you know what I mean?
Total shocker that Mike takes the high road. He's been class from the minute he's joined the show up until the apex here with the championship us on the doorstep. So typically in my role as color commentator, we will have a winning coach join us after a game that I've commentated on, and typically they will make comments about the opposition who they just defeated. I imagine
right.
that you're about to defeat the Dukes of Hazzard here, so I'm going to give you the opportunity to speak somewhat glowingly or be critical of your finals opponent here. What do you feel when you hear this song from Dukes of Hazzard, its theme song that's made it right here to the doorstep of the championship?
Well, I met Waylon, I think, probably twice, and I thought he was honestly, and I would, you know, I'd like to talk some smack, but I thought he was the coolest guy in the room. I mean, he was so slick and just so. And one time I met him, he was, let's see, how do I put that? One time he was in a very altered state.
Yeah,
and
probably every time.
No, I actually met him one time and he was like, you know, completely just, you know, it was earlier in the day in Nashville and he wasn't yet in a weird place, but both times he couldn't have been a nicer guy. And I was a huge fan of his. He's so cool. Him and, you know, all the guys from that era, you know, Willie and Johnny Cash and all those guys. I just love that whole, you know, outlaw vibe that they had. And I thought that was cool. I'm not going to lie. I thought it was really cool. But then again, so is the theme from the A Team. I thought it played the picture pretty well.
Yeah. We're talking to Mike Post, legendary TV theme song composer who also produced albums for Dolly Parton and Van Halen and Kenny Rogers. When we talked about Magnum P.I., you told us about an excellent longtime friendship with Tom Selleck. I'm curious if you spent much time with the stars of the A-Team.
You know, it's weird. Like I told you before, Tom and I grew up together, you know, in the same part of the Valley, and San Fernando Valley, and same age and all the rest. But other than that, I'm a behind-the-scenes guy, you know, and I sort of never went to the rap parties and led a very visible Hollywood presence. So I never met anybody on the A-Team. And I always wanted to, you know, kind of wanted to meet. I liked George Papard. I thought he was cool. And I thought Mr. T was beyond cool, you know. But I never got to meet any of those guys. I was pretty good friends with, you know, Jim Garner, you know, and I met some other. I've got to meet some really nice people over the years, and I'm close with Mariska Hargitay. So, you know, that I feel good about that stuff. But nobody on the A Team. I'm sorry. I'd like to tell you stories about it, but it would be a fantasy.
Hey, Mike, you're still willing from the Tom Selleck stories, being grade school friends, getting way more girls than he did. I think that's a good enough story to live on for at least the next year.
Yeah. Well, you know, who had the last laugh? Let me think about that one.
You're on the Sarah Spain and Company show right now.
Yeah.
I think you are winning.
Big
right
winner.
Now, Mike.
Yeah, well, yeah, but we actually don't know what Tom's doing right this minute. But whatever it is, you know, he's a very, very cool guy, and he deserves everything. All the good things that happened in his life.
Mike, we can go back in the time machine. I think we still scored. Sarah Spain, bigger fan of Mike Post than Tom Selleck. So yet another woman who win in the competition.
I'm very flattered. You know, I'm very flattered. I certainly am not going to, you know, I'm certainly not going to turn any kind of warm feelings down from either of you guys. That's for sure.
It's Spain and Company, Sarah Spain, Jordan Cornette on ESPN Radio, the ESPN app, Sirius XM Channel 80, talking to Mike Post, legendary theme writer and composer, whose song for the A-Team is in our bracket in the finals, Championship Monday, against the theme song from Dukes of Hazzard, which is a perfectly nice song with a very memorable first line, but is a bit plodding for me, doesn't really inspire me in the way that the A-Team song does, doesn't have the upbeat excitement of the A-Team. I'm curious, you know, of all the songs that you've written and of all the shows you've been affiliated with, when somebody hears your name and knows Mike Post, what do they most often ask you about?
You know, I'm going to be really honest with you. Very few people, nobody recognizes me, you know, facially, because I'm not about that. I don't have a press agent. I don't do all that stuff. But most people, Mike Post, I think I've seen that name or heard that name. It's kind of that way with me. I have had some really weird stuff happen. I was going down to Hollywood one summer day in 75, and I was on the Hollywood freeway, and it was bumper to bumper, and it was about 8 o'clock in the morning, and the windows are down on my car, and all of a sudden, Rockford Files comes on the radio, you know, and I turned it up, and I sort of realized this guy in a Corvette next to me without a top reached down and cranked his radio, and we were both listening to the same station, and he looks over at me and realizes I'm listening to it too, and he's, you know, bopping up and down, and he kind of gives me a thumbs up, and I didn't know what the hell to say. I wanted to go, hey, that's actually me, you know.
Nice.
So weird stuff like that, you know, I'll be in a bar someplace, and, you know, Law and Order will be on, and, you know, and I just kind of walk by and go, this is a weird life. It's an out-of-body experience. I guess what people ask me most about is, what's my favorite one, you know, and I guess my stock answer is the next one, you know. So, but I've had some weird, sort of shout outs. I got a letter from a high school principal in Ohio thanking me for the donk donk or ching ching or whatever you call it on Law and Order, because she said it instills fear in her students when she goes on the intercom and says, you know, Johnny Brown, come to the principal's office, you know, and dun, she goes, dun. Ching ching. So, you know, stuff great. Like that. I got a great note one time from the wife of a police officer that was killed on line of duty, and said that the theme from Hill Street Blues really meant a lot to her and sort of got her through some real tough times. And that's really flattering. I mean, I'm unexpected, but you know, if my music means anything to anybody, you know, I'm so pleased. I'm so happy because it, you know, I don't go out and perform and I never get that feedback that performers get. And so you guys calling me and somebody voting for my song, it really does mean a lot to me, honestly. I'm not, you know, jaded at all about that.
I mean, yeah, how cool.
Yeah, it's just your incredible story, your life. You have so many great stories, and I'm glad that we have a Mike Post representative in our final. It just feels right. We started out with so many of your great songs, so I personally will be campaigning heavily for the A-Team and its air punchability compared to Dukes of Hazzard. Mike, thank you so much.
Air
punchability, yes. It's a high rating factor for me when it comes to music. Thanks so much for joining us. We always love talking to you.
Sarah, you're the best. Thank you, Jordan. Great.
Thanks, Mike.
Thanks so much.